3 a.m. calling to this regular board meeting of the West Washington Board of Licensure for Landscape Architects to order as a courtesy to reduce the background noise when others are speaking. We encourage participants to mute their mics when you are not speaking. One challenge is remembering to unmute when you are speaking, so please remember that. Also, for board members to help us capture information correctly, please state your name when making comments. The board will provide an opportunity for public comment during the meeting. We will ask you to unmute yourself prior to the public comment to allow an opportunity for anyone who would like to speak. Thank you. Susan, could you please call the roll and board members respond if in attendance?
I'll start with you, Chair LaPierre.
I'm present.
Vice Chair Crabell?
Here.
Secretary Robinson-Losey?
I'm here.
And Board Member Peters? Okay, make note of that, and hopefully she joins us soon.
I'd like to call for approval of the agenda, and that needs a motion for approval.
This is Darren. I so move as written.
This is Sharon. I second.
Moved in second. Any objections? Hearing none, your agenda is approved. I need a motion for approval of the minutes. That's of May 11th, 2023, located on pages 5 to 8. Any motion for approval?
This is Darren. I'll move.
This is Sharon. I'll second.
Thank you. Without any objection, we'll approve the minutes of May 11th. We'll move on to agenda item number 5, awards and recognition. Thank you, Len, for being here today. This is your recognition of service on the board in Sydney. We'll present that. This is for Len's long service on the board. Sydney? Yeah.
Len served with us from 2011 through October of last year and took a couple turns as chair, served on a number of different committees, a wide range of projects for the board. And so we wanted to take a moment and just recognize his service and also provide an opportunity for board members to show their appreciation for him as well. We do have a plaque that will be mailed to Len that Alyssa is displaying, but recognizing his service and thanking him for everything he did for the residents of Washington. So thank you, Len.
Well, thank you. Honestly, this comes as a bit of a surprise. So I very much appreciated the time that I had serving on the board and the folks that shared that task with me over the last 10 years, and it was a pleasure. It was certainly a pleasure to do that, and thank you so much. I'm surprised.
Len, I'm just curious, are you retired now, or are you still practicing, or?
Well, I'm still doing some planning work. I'm doing a little bit of work in the real estate world, and so bringing kind of the experience that I gained at AHBL for 25 years. And so occasionally I get called on to offer some advice, and so I'm happy to do that. And yeah, it's fun. It's fun to stay engaged, actually.
Yeah, I imagine. Well, great. Well, congratulations. And I know everyone appreciated your service.
Thank you, Curtis. Appreciate it.
I didn't know if either Sharon or Darren wanted to share anything with Len while he's here, but wanted to give that opportunity as well.
Well, this is Sharon, and I just want to say thank you so much, Len, because I was such a newbie when I showed up and knew nothing, and the onboarding was really quick. I kind of jumped in with both feet, and you just treated me like I'd been there for years, and you were just so friendly, and I really appreciate that a lot.
Thanks, Sharon.
Yeah, certainly appreciate the professionalism and ability to sort of take on the topics with the with that attitude and a very even keel. So appreciate your service as well.
Thank you, Darren. I will say that I also appreciate Curtis, Darren, Sharon, certainly Deb, your involvement with WASLA over the years. That your leadership has been very, very valuable, and you bring a lot to the table. And so I hope you continue to provide counsel that way.
Well, thanks. Plan two.
Thank you, Len. And we will be getting that plaque in the mail to you probably this afternoon. So I don't know how long it will take to get to you, but hopefully it will go out quickly.
4 to 6 weeks, probably, Len.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah.
So much. I appreciate it. Great to see you all.
Yeah. Thanks again. Moving on to item 5.2 on the agenda, I'd like to introduce, or Sydney will actually introduce, the new Department of Licensing Director, Marcus Glasper.
Yes, it is Sydney. My pleasure to introduce Director Marcus Glasper to the board. Director Glasper joined the Department of Licensing this past spring, and I will turn it over to him to introduce himself a little bit more.
Well, thank you. Good morning, everyone. And thank you for allowing me the opportunity to meet all of you and introduce myself. As was said, my name is Marcus Glasper, and I use he, him pronouns. I've been in my role now for a little over 4 months, about 4 months and a week, coming up on that 6 month mark where you can no longer claim that you're new. But, you know, having said that, I am enjoying the work here so far. As you can see on the slide, I'm Southern grown, hailing from the state of Louisiana, where I was reared and got my undergraduate degree in mechanical engineering. Interestingly enough, since I'm talking to architects, I always wanted to be an architect, but for some reason, my guidance counselor in high school steered me away from the profession, telling me how hard it was to make it in that interest in that industry. So I do appreciate the work that you do. But nevertheless, after I graduated, I moved to the Tri-Cities. So that's what brought me to Washington State to work for the Department of Energy at the Hanford Nuclear Cleanup Site. So I did that for about 10 years before coming to Washington State government in 2003. So I've moved around a bit over the last 20 years, with licensing being my fourth agency in state service. So over my 30-year career, it just definitely has taken me some interesting places, from nuclear waste to prisons to taxes to gambling, which I was at the lottery right before I came here. And now I'm here at licensing, serving the residents of Washington. But all of these experiences, I would say, however, have sort of grounded me in, you know, public service, which I've always believed to be my calling. And I think licensing is truly a great fit, as this agency touches the lives of almost every Washingtonian. As you can imagine, as I said, even though I've been here a little over 4 months, I'm still in the learning phase, as the breadth of licensing mission is extensive. But some of my focus areas over the next couple of years will include sort of looking at the agency's strategic framework. I really want to understand what guides our work and decision making, and then work together collaboratively to make improvements where we can. I'm also about preparing the agency for its future stability. We definitely have a central role in collecting revenue for the transportation network, transportation system here in Washington, collecting over $3 billion in fuel taxes. So it is important that we sort of look at how we can continue to support that transportation network. Supporting the Washington's traffic safety platform. You know, we have a key role there, and we want to be good partners in advancing traffic safety on Washington roadways. Supporting our business and professions, which is some of the work that you are doing. And improving our infrastructure so that we can make it easier for our businesses and professions to obtain their licensure, so they can live and thrive in this state. I always want to look at the customer experience. You know, we serve almost 8 million residents of Washington. And so that is a key and top priority for us. We are the face of state government in many ways, if you think about it, and how many people we touch on a daily basis. And then ensuring a diverse, equitable, inclusive culture and focusing on operational excellence. So those are really sort of the things that are top of mind for me, and kind of where I want to focus some of my priorities here for the next couple of years. So that's kind of me in a nutshell. Just wanted to take a few minutes to introduce myself to you. I don't want to take up any more time on your important agenda, but I do want to thank you for your service to this board, your profession, and quite frankly, the residents of Washington for the work you do to help our licensees, as well as ensuring safe and equitable practices for the public. So if there are any questions, I'm happy to take questions, but hope you enjoy the rest of your meeting today.
Hi, this is Curtis LaPierre. Just wondering, have you seen anything in your first 4 months that you think really needs to change, or are you pretty happy with the way everything is so far?
Well, what I will say is that I am excited about the engaged and passionate employees we have, right? And so coming into an organization, that is probably a foundational element to kind of establishing the culture that you want an agency to have. So that is level one, and I'm pleased to find that. You know, I do have quite a bit of administrative experience in state government and even outside of state government. And I think that there are some operational improvement opportunities. Like, as I said, I wanted to really look at sort of what's going to bring us to that next level of operational excellence and how we serve our customers. And we always need to be looking at trends about how we serve our customers. So I think that there are some areas that we would want to focus on so that we are continually improving. But all in all, I am very happy with the direction that we are on. We just released our strategic plan on July 1, and it has some exciting initiatives on the horizon for us. You know, for example, we are doing more work on a mobile unit for DOL, where we can bring our services to customers, right? So right now, customers have to come to us to get some of the services that they need. So we are looking at how we can deploy our services on a mobile basis so that we can reach more people who may not be able to have good access to us coming to an office. So lots of things like that that are more customer centric that we want to take some time to explore. So I hope that answers your question.
Yes, thank you.
Anything else I can answer? Well,
thanks for being here today.
Yeah. Thank you all, and thank you for the work that you do.
And we certainly think we have a great staff working with us on this board.
Yes, I only hear great things. So enjoy the rest of your meeting. And nice to meet all of you.
All right. Thank you. Moving on to item 6, old business. In terms of outreach update, I think I could start that. I did reach out to University of Washington and have not heard back yet. It's surprising. It's, I guess, between quarters, so maybe they're all on vacation. So we'll wait to hear back and see when. I think the main question there is, when are they offering their professional practice class, and do we have an opportunity? And Darren, I think you were reaching out to UW, to WSU, right?
Yeah, I did do that. I did get sort of an out-of-office reply saying that they would begin combing through their summer emails in August. So I expect that sometime in early fall we'll get a response on how we can be helpful to.
Right.
Chair LaPierre, that's something we've kind of been hearing across all of our boards trying to get into the universities, that they're just not going to hear anything until hopefully later this month, but more likely September, as they start really working through scheduling. The other thing I want to point out, which we'll talk a little bit more later in this meeting, but we do have a new board member who's going to be joining us. He's actually effective now, but by the time his appointment came through, he already had a family vacation scheduled and couldn't join us today. But board member Jason Anderson does serve on the landscape architect committee, I guess, for WSU. So he could be a great resource for us to reach them as well.
Good. Wasn't he going to Hawaii? That's,
I believe,
depending on where he was going.
So hopefully he is safe. He and his family are safe. We're not certain where exactly they were going, but
we'll hope for the Big Island.
Yeah. Yes. Anything else on outreach? I was, I've been doing some ongoing interaction with the students at the University of Idaho, but that's a different state. So, but a lot of them end up certainly licensed here, coming to work here in Washington. So it's good that they know. And, I'll have to say they're very curious about Washington, how to get licensed in Washington and reciprocity, that sort of thing. So there's a lot of interest. Okay, item 6.2, the American Society of Landscape Architects, ASLA, and Ann Clarb, the Council of Landscape Architectural Registration Boards, did do a joint licensure summit. I did attend that. Julia was there, and I think Julia is not able to be here today. I have to admit that was one of those things where I was kind of working, doing double duty, keeping things here at work going as well as listening in. That was a kind of lengthy summit that we had. But Sydney, do you have some of Julia's notes on that?
I do. I have Julia's notes handy. There were three key takeaways that Julia highlighted for us. And Julia apologizes. She was going to do her best to call in today, but she is in the middle of nowhere in the Midwest and wasn't certain she was going to have cell phone service to be able to phone in today. So I'm assuming that it worked out she did not. But the licensure summit was an all-day event. The three key takeaways that she wanted to highlight were they talked about communicating the value of licensure and the boards, specifically working to counter a prevailing narrative that's slowly finding its way throughout the country, working to counter it about anti-licensure being pro-business. and determining strategies to promote the role and value of the licensure boards across the country. Another topic was leading licensure reform, how to step into licensure reform discussions in a proactive way. The group discussed the need to understand nationwide trends, what universal licensure is, and how uniform standards can differ, and the benefits of the boards and licensure. With that, they also discussed the Council of Landscape Architect Registration Boards, CLARBs, work to implement licensure standards across the different state boards. And then they also discussed engaging with legislatures and how to really have impactful discussions with our legislatures when we are able to get before them.
Right. Any questions or anything anyone wants to add on that item? Okay, let's move on to item 7, new business. The CLARB, Council of Landscape Architectural Registration Boards annual meeting. And Susan, you're going to talk about that. We're going to select a voting delegate. Is that correct? You're muted.
Sorry about that.
There you go.
So we have designated who will be going. So Curtis and Sharon and Julia Manley will be attending. Julia just recently registered everybody, so we're continuing to work on all of the rest of it that comes with the annual meeting. The meeting will be held in Henderson, Nevada on September 20th through 22nd. So today we will be talking about the candidates that you guys would like to submit your vote with. So we have in the packet that I sent out last week, you had videos and a candidate interest form that went through all of the candidates and all of their experience. And so hopefully you guys had an opportunity to review that. So we have the president-elect candidate, Joel Kuakaua from Hawaii. The treasurer candidate is Craig Caronto. And the leadership advisor candidates are John Cawthorn from Mississippi, Candace Dillingham from Oklahoma, and Kevin Graham from Illinois. The director-at-large positions are not something that this board will vote on. That is an appointment made by the leadership council, advisory council. So just the top tier there, you guys will have a discussion on and make a determination of how you would like to place your votes.
And there will also be a determination of who your voting delegate will be. So of the attendees being yes. Curtis and Sharon, who you guys would like the delegate to be. And then we usually, in this case, since there's two people going, usually whoever the second person is would just automatically be considered an alternate just in case something happens and, family emergencies, things like that do come up. So we always provide an alternate as well.
I vote for Curtis. I'll be the alternate. Oh.
You're really quick.
I am.
I was going to say I vote for Sharon.
I knew it.
I'm happy to do that. I've served with Joel and Craig and Kevin on ASLA Board of Trustees. So I know these folks pretty well. It seems like where there is only one candidate, that's not something that we need to discuss too much, or is that correct?
Yeah, it's kind of one of those situations that technically you guys have to cast a vote. And if for whatever reason, somebody really felt strongly that a single candidate shouldn't be, I assume you could vote against them. But yeah, typically that's the only option that you have.
Yeah. I could just tell you, as far as the president-elect, Joel was very active on the ASLA Board of Trustees. I believe he's the owns his own business, if I recall correctly. And he's been serving with CLARB now for a while. So definitely would have my vote. Any other comments on president-elect? Do we have to formally take a vote one by one? Is that correct?
No, you can do it as a slate.
Okay. Just go ahead and go ahead, Darren.
Just a quick question. Darren Crable, do we need three council candidates, or I can't remember how many council candidates are required?
Susan, do you have the list handy?
Let me see if I can pull up her.
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know if we're voting for one or for all, if all three.
There's three seats, yeah.
We were both trying to find the form just to verify.
Yep.
I'm going to stop Sharon for just a moment.
Okay.
Just while they review that, I've reviewed all candidates. I don't have any strong opinions against any of them. So I guess that was sort of my reason I'm asking the question, because if there's only two spots or one spot, then we sort of have a little bit of vetting to do.
Mm-hmm.
But on a sort of general basis, they all seem committed and interested, obviously.
Right. Did you have a preference?
I'll be honest that I am always sort of interested in giving new blood an opportunity to serve.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have found just generally in organizations, you know, that, you know, there's like a lot of like, you see a lot of the same faces,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, good to a certain extent. But when someone is willing to sort of like put themselves out there and try their hand and become a new face and a new voice, I think that's also quite important to have sort of a new voice available to leadership. And so I would, I guess that puts Kevin as sort of like, in my mind, a leading candidate to provide that new voice, mm-hmm. because he doesn't have, quote unquote, direct CLARB experience. And I think that would be where I would sort of put my vote if I had to choose one.
And just if I may interject, it is two. So it would be two for the advisory council candidates. So my apologies.
No worries.
In regards to that.
Yeah. I think it's K-E-V-I-N. I don't know that that's how he spells his name. Maybe it is.
It is. Okay. I double checked it multiple times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's okay, on all of the documents that they sent us. So yeah, I did double check. I thought at first it was a typo in the first one, and then, you know, all the documents have it.
Right. Funny, I never noticed that. I did serve with Kevin again on SLA Trustees Board. Kevin, I know, has been very involved in the licensure work at Illinois, which was a tough fight for a long time. They had the landscape contractors. They weren't quite seeing eye to eye for quite a long time. So that was a real effort, and I think Kevin was a pretty important part of that. So in my mind, he would be a good candidate.
I might also throw out that some diversity across both gender and mm-hmm. location is maybe worthwhile to consider. Mm-hmm. And so with that in mind, I might also throw support towards Candace to provide some diversity on that sort of leadership slate. But again, that is apropos of nothing beyond those things that I mentioned and taking a look at their past service history. So mm-hmm. take that with whatever grain of salt you need to.
So Curtis, if I may,
Sharon.
This is Sharon. Kevin would have been my vote if there was only one. I know no one. I know nobody. I'm just going off of the dossier. But my only problem with Candace is the fact that she's sort of all over the map. She's got her hand in an awful lot of things. She's doing an awful lot of things. And I'm not, that's not really a criticism, but the concern I would have is sometimes when people are really well-rounded and have lots of things going on, they really don't have time to focus on the new thing they need to. And so that would be my only consideration when I'm looking at her dossier as opposed to John's. That's just my thought.
Sounds like then we need to separate out the Leadership Advisory Council candidates. Is that right?
Well, we need to choose two.
We need to choose two out of the three.
Okay. Sounds like let's just do it this way. It sounds like we have votes for Kevin and then maybe Candace and or John. So let's say the slate of Kevin and Candace, all those in favor. And I would say aye.
I'll say aye as well.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And then the next slate would be Kevin and John. All those in favor of those two. Okay, it sounds like Kevin and Candace, and then without objection, Craig Coronado for treasurer and Joel Kurokawa for president-elect.
So if we could just now that you guys have kind of worked through that, if we could just get a formal motion to approve the slate of Joel Kurokawa for president-elect, Craig Coronado for treasurer candidate, and then Candace Dillingham and Kevin Graham for the Leadership Advisory Council, and to provide that direction to your voting delegate.
This is Darren. I so move, as so eloquently mm-hmm. put forward by Sydney.
I'll second.
Second. Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Sharon, you're muted.
Aye, finally.
There we go. There we go.
Sorry, guys.
Technology is just a struggle today.
So as your official delegate, that's the way I'll vote, unless I'm hit by a bus, in which case Sharon will vote that way. Shouldn't say that. I think we're ready to move on to the next item.
And I'll be taking the lead on this one, but again, this is a report that was provided by Julia, so I won't go into too much detail. The executive summary was included in the packet for your review. But just some of the highlights, this was a request from the Landscape Architects Technical Committee to the California Department of Consumer Affairs and their Office of Professional Examination Services to complete a review of the LARE exam. They were looking to do an occupational analysis, examination development, look at the examination development and scoring, the passing scores and passing rates, test administration and score reporting, and then the test security procedures. In April, California did report back their shared results, finding that the LARE exam does appear to meet the professional standards and guidelines for their standards for education and psychological testing. However, they did come back with some recommendations for the Council of Landscape Architect Registration Boards to phase out the service for educators in examination development processes, closely monitor remote proctoring items, or remote proctoring item performance data to detect potentially compromised examination items, obtaining pass rates for first-time test takers so that comparisons to repeat test takers can be performed, attempting to increase participation in from subject matter experts licensed less than 5 years, to ensure that entry-level perspective is maintained, and to update test preparation resources to increase fairness to candidates. So this was really more of just a report back to, or report out to the board on the work that has been done. So I'd be happy to answer any questions that I can, or to take any questions back and provide some additional research for you.
Okay. Any questions or discussions on that item? No. Okay. Moving on to
Mr. Chair, before we go too far, our minute takers in the background just called us out. We did not get a formal motion to delegate you as our voting delegate for the annual meeting. So if we could get that just to formalize it for our meeting minutes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I will so move to make Curtis LaPierre our formal voting delegate and Sharon as our backup.
I'll second.
Okay, I guess all those in favor. I'm not sure if I can vote, but I will just as a.
You can.
Yeah, okay. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye. I do.
All right, great. Thank you for that.
They're keeping us honest in the background, so we appreciate
that's good.
Good. Yep. And then item 7.3, our new board member, Jason Anderson.
Yes, as I touched
Sydney,
on.
Sydney, did you want to, to mention him? Okay.
I did. I started to mention him earlier. We did have a new board member appointed by the governor's office in July. His name is Jason Anderson, and he was fulfilling the remainder of the term vacated by Len Zickler, which, expires here coming up, so he will be receiving another reappointment from the governor's office after that and then spending a full term with us. So Mr. Anderson is currently located in Renton, Washington, and he's coming to us with 25 years of experience in landscape architecture. He is currently a small business owner with his own firm and also serves, as I previously mentioned, on the board for the Washington State University School of Landscape Architecture and participates in educating the next generation of professionals. So he did ask that we pass along his apologies for not being able to attend, but he didn't feel that this was a valid reason for him to cancel on his family for their pre-planned vacation,
right,
which is either fortunately or unfortunately, depending on where he and his family were going to Hawaii. So hopefully they are safe and are enjoying a beach instead of dealing with some of the tragedy that's happening over there, but we're sending positive vibes to them either way.
Thanks, Sydney. Moving on to item 8, complaint cases for review. I see that one's got my name attached to it. I think this one was completed.
This is one. Yes, this is one that was completed some time ago. However, it was never reported out to the board. And because of all of the chaos that happened during COVID, a lot of our cases kind of just fell through the cracks and never made their way to the appropriate board. So this sort of cleanup is going on with all five of our regulatory boards, some more so than others. And I believe this is the last one to get you guys caught up.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chair, if you have your complaint summary, if you want to present it to the board, otherwise I can read it on your behalf if you need me to.
I'd rather you read it in case okay. I don't remember. I mean, I can add some discussion to it to fill out some of the background, but if you could, please.
Yeah, this is case number 2021-07-1644-00-LAN. The complaint was received July of 2021 that the respondent was operating and advertising as a licensed professional without being licensed for the last 10 years. The respondent's license expired in 2012. The facts are that DOL and the Landscape Architect Board required back fees and proof of continuing education hours, all of which has been provided to DOL, and the respondent's license is now current and active. And we did verify that that is still the case since we're about 2 years behind on this case being presented to the board, and they are still active and current with their license.
The only thing that, you know, when I reviewed this case, I sent a question back to the respondent. Given that you have to stamp your work and your stamp contains an expiration date, how could you have possibly gone 10 years without realizing that your license had expired? And the respondent responded with that they do not do work that primarily a residential design capacity. They don't do work that requires permits or that kind of approval. And so the respondent had not been stamping plans. And so in our next subject, the committee task force on the WAC, we can get into that whole discussion, but that did get us talking and get some thought. And I actually wrote something for the WASA newsletter that addressed what do you have to stamp and when according to the law. And so I think that probably needs more work. So that's the good that has come out of this. And fortunately, that respondent is now all set, able to practice. Everything's good to go.
And so the recommendation is to close with no further action.
Yes. Any questions on that one? We can just go ahead and close that. There's no vote there, right?
Yeah, we will need a formal vote to accept the case manager recommendation.
Okay.
This is Darren. I so move to accept the case recommendation.
This is Sharon. Noted. Second.
Yeah. Moved in second. All those in favor?
I do.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We can move on to item 9, reports. And Sydney, you are going to present reports.
I will present reports, but this I'm going to be turning over to you, Mr. Chair, and to Darren to discuss the WAC Review Committee.
Yep, I can take this on as I've Good. Been on this subcommittee since the beginning. It started out with Len a part of it. This has taken longer than expected because of the sort of handoff between Len and now chair LaPierre, but we are getting close. We have gone through and made edits to the WACs based on recommendations, and we have maybe one or two more just to sort of look at as a small group. Following this meeting, we're looking for a date for that. And following that, we will share our recommendation with the full board with hope to take action on that in our next meeting. Much of this was cleanup of language to be in line with recommendations and just old, making some clearer language around some of these WACs on how to go about getting your license and other processes. So that was much of the work that was done.
Thank you, Darren. This is Curtis LaPierre. As I reviewed it, it all looked very good, really good changes, a lot of clarity, with one exception, and that was, as we were just discussing, what products, specifications, plans, reports, that sort of thing, need to be sealed or stamped by the licensees. And I think we're not quite there yet on that. I think there's this almost a contradiction in the WAC language. And I don't know how we want to follow up on that. I think a discussion would help if we could just get together for a few minutes and go through it.
Yeah, that's the plan. That's what Sydney has unfortunately been tasked with, finding some time on our calendars to get together and talk through that one or two items. And then we should be good to go.
Good. Sharon, any questions or no? Okay, thank you.
No, I know it's a very unwieldy process. And like you said, the handoff made it last longer than anyone intended for it to last. But when you're dealing with the verbiage, I mean, you have to look at every single word. It takes forever. It really does.
Right. Thank you. Let's go ahead and move on then to item 9.2, Central Investigation and Audits Unit Report.
Yeah, so this is our, This is our complaint status report as of June 26th, 2023. We have two that are in closed status, one that is currently in a management review, which I believe is the one that was just taken care of, for a grand total of three. So we love giving you guys these reports because your numbers are so much smaller, which we appreciate hearing. Hopefully that means everybody is doing really good work out there. We do have some that those numbers are double digits. So.
Oh, really?
Huh? Yeah. We have some boards that their groups are very, very active. Just a further case closed report. This is a new way that we're providing some of these statuses. We're trying to change up how we're reporting on both our closed cases and our licensees. So you may see these formats changing and evolving over the next couple of months, but it's based on feedback that we're getting from several of our boards wanting some additional clarification. So if you have any feedback along the way, please share that with us and we'll incorporate that as well. But we're trying to get some uniform reporting across all of ours to give you guys the best information that we can. So this is just a look at what those three cases were. Two of them were no action taken, either for unsubstantiated or no jurisdiction, and then one that has been an investigation and is now closed.
I have a quick question on that.
Yeah.
I noticed that the complaint owner name is the same for all three. Does that mean that they start the complaint, or is that some other?
That is the investigator. So that's
the investigator.
That's the investigator. Yeah. So that's just how it's classified in the Polaris system. The background is the owner is the investigator.
And got it. Okay. Thank you.
See it through.
Great. Thanks.
All right, so taking a look at our licensee count for our total number of licensees, we have 910. And then Washington State only, oh, that got cut off, so let me find it on my side. For our Washington State only, we have 623.
Just a quick comment, as someone who just renewed their license here recently, I thought the new process was quite nice and smooth. So that was a nice change of process for us.
Oh, good. We will share that with our licensing team. They will love to hear that.
Yeah, I think having a place to upload your PDHs was like a nice, an obvious thing to do, maybe, but hadn't been a part of the previous processes. So, thanks.
Well, I think we have some members of our licensing team here, but if we don't, we will make sure that that comment gets back to them. So thank you very much for sharing that. And then report out on our renewals. So I won't go through all of the metrics, but I'd be happy to answer any questions that you guys have. And again, this is a brand new report, just trying to show you guys a different way with our renewals. So if you have any comments, questions, please feel free to ask them or feedback, and we'll take that back and see if we can incorporate it moving forward. But this is just our renewals for the first half of the year.
Sydney, are we tracking people that are going, I think it's called inactive status or retired, essentially?
We are not currently, other than, Susan, can you go back to the previous slide? So we do, under inactive, we do have both of those, but we haven't been tracking them from month to month. So we can certainly build a report for that to provide that for you guys.
Yeah, this is something I brought up before, that given all the licensees we have that are kind of older, you know, baby boom sort of, that would be retiring, it'd be nice to know that we're getting replaced and there's going to be, enough mass to kind of keep things going in the state here and provide service the public's looking for.
Yeah, you did bring that up in one of our check-ins, so we did provide that feedback. Right. Unfortunately, all of our reports for this meeting had already been produced, but we'll look at doing that for the next meeting so you guys have that additional metric to kind of show where your trends are going.
That'd be great. Thanks, Sydney. Anything else on this? Any questions?
And then for the master action item review, I'm actually going to turn it over to Susan.
So with the master action item list, we have the board charter update. That's I don't believe that's complete, is it?
It's still in progress. We have some additional discussions behind the scenes, so we'll bring that to the board as soon as we are able.
And then we got an update from the WAC committee. There's going to be one more meeting that I will schedule. Hopefully that will be the finalized meeting to go over the last questions that were presented. And then hopefully it will come to the board and the board will get a full presentation of what the committee's been working on. We're continuing to work on outreach, and hopefully with our new board member, we'll be able to be even stronger with that. And for the governor's recruitment for Deb Peters' upcoming vacancy, we're currently working on that, and hopefully we'll be submitting something to the governor's office really soon for the replacement for Deb Peters' vacancy.
Yeah, and we did reach out to the governor's office after the last meeting. And unfortunately, they've been going through a whole lot of staffing changes in their board and commission side. But we did finally hear back from them the very end of last week, giving us the thumbs up to go ahead and submit the request to fill from the most recent recruitment that they did. So we are in the process of getting that request of help drafted, and then we'll get it back over to them. We don't know how long it will take with Mr. Anderson's appointment. It took us about 3 months from the time we submitted the request of help. So hopefully we have Ms. Peters for one more meeting, but if for whatever reason the governor's appointment comes through faster than that, we will certainly make sure that she is able to attend, hopefully the next meeting, but otherwise an upcoming meeting to receive her recognition for her service as well.
Great. We've reached item 10, the public comments section. Do I need to read this, Sydney?
I can. So the public can address the board on matters within the board's jurisdiction, either verbally during the meeting or by submitting written comments in advance. Verbal comments are limited to 1 3-minute comment. Written comments are limited to no more than 500 words and must be emailed to dolboards@dol.wa.gov no less than 2 business days prior to the meeting with the subject line Public Comment Landscape Architect Board. In response to all public comments, the board is limited to requesting that the matter be added to a future agenda for discussion or directing staff to study the matter further. Inflammatory comments and language will not be permitted. I don't know if we have any public members in attendance today, but if so, this would be the time to comment. Just looking through the list of people who are on, we don't have any public members, so I think we're good.
Seeing none, we can move on to item 11, conclusion. First item is any announcements from the board or staff members? Anything you'd like to share?
None from me.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to the next item then. That's our
future. It looks like Sharon might have something.
Sharon, sorry.
Sharon just wanted to say it has nothing to do with board business, but tomorrow is my final chemo after 18 months. So I expect to have some brain cells in the future, guys.
That is a great announcement.
Congratulations. I thought you were just trying to like have a haircut like me and Darren. Kind of fit in.
Solidarity. I wanted to fit in. That's right. I wanted to be one of the guys, but I don't think I'm going to get any more hair than this either. So I think I'll still be one of the guys.
All right. Well, congratulations on that, Sharon. That's great. Thanks. Anything else on that then, in terms of announcements? How about requests for future agenda items? Anything out there?
Nothing beyond what is, I think, planned around the WAX for next time.
Right. Okay. Susan, if you could review the action items from today's meeting, please.
So what I captured today is that, like I said earlier, that I'll schedule a meeting with the WAC review committee for one last meeting. And then hopefully we will add an agenda item for a presentation of the work that you guys have completed. I will be sending Miss Julia the voting package for the candidates that you voted for today and the request for the inactive status report along with the licensee counts. And if I've missed something or you want to add anything, I'd be happy to take note.
Nothing for me. Okay, sounds good. Unless there's anything else, we can adjourn. It is now 11:02 a.m. Thursday, August 10th, 2023. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Have a great weekend.
Bye now.